If there's one thing we have learned since the pandemic is that as Americans, we cannot get what we want the minute we want it. I don't care if it's a brand new vehicle, if it's a couch you've been waiting for 7 months. There's a list of items that we've learned are not readily available anymore. It started with toilet paper and paper towels during the pandemic. Nick Klein is the vice president of sales for OEC Group in Chicago. That is Orient Express Cargo. How many pieces? I mean, I know what a cargo container looks like, but how many of those is your company responsible for moving internationally every day or week or month, Nick?
We move 50,000 a month from Asia to the United States.
So you know something about the supply chain?
Yeah. I've been doing it since 97.
And there are reports out recently that say, you know, obviously we still have supply chain issues, but ultimately that could put people out of work. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, there's no priority to containers. They don't have an identity. When it gets to the port, pharmaceuticals don't come before lacrosse sticks, nothing against lacrosse, obviously. But that's the biggest thing we learned when the pandemic happened. So it's very random, and they don't always do first in, first out at the port because so many came in such a surge, they were just stacking them wherever. So we've seen containers sit in L.A. for 100 days. We've seen them go through in 5 days. It's very random, and it's just, you know, nothing's prioritized.
So one particular company couldn't pay more money and have their container expedited?
Well, the one thing you can do is if you're going to port and then you're going to go on the train, let's, for example, to Chicago, Kansas City, Memphis, what you could do is you could have that container taken off and then you could have that product palletized because usually they're floor loaded, just boxes filling the whole container from Asia. So it's not easy to, unload. So some people were doing that and putting on a truck and trucking, let's say, to the Midwest or the South. But, you know, that's only the stuff that's going on a train. There's nothing you can do to speed through the actual port or what's on the railroad. And our ports and railroads are very antiquated compared to the rest of the world, which is, you know, why there's not a contract signed for, you know, since June 30th for the longshoremen on the West Coast.
What has happened since the hurricane? Is that going to make things worse?
Anything affects like that definitely affects shipping. I think the good news for people, you know, importing internationally is, you know, the big ports on the East Coast are, you know, New York, Norfolk, Savannah, Jacksonville, and then, you know, Miami, Tampa. So I think it kind of snuck between those ports anyway.
Are we ever going to see an end to the supply chain issues?
Well, we're very reliant on Asia, as you know, but they're very good at technology and what they make. The biggest thing I see is, you know, we don't have earth metals, so we can't make batteries or microchips. We buy those from China. So we're going to be relying on them for that. So I just don't see anything in the near future. I see people moving to Vietnam, Turkey, other places, but not necessarily short-shoring here in the U.S.
This is your business, Nick. You're the vice president of sales for OEC Group in Chicago. What is it you've been waiting for that you can't get when you want it?
Well, oddly enough, and ironically enough, I didn't have tires on my car for 3 months. So I paid the price like everyone else, so you know. And even funnier is the company that imports and sells the tires, you know, a big, you know, national brand, is our customer. So
yeah, so see, you're like the rest of us. You have no power to get them quicker than the rest of us do.
I feel the pain. That's why I think it's funny when anyone asks me that, because I've been through it.
I bet.
I had a car park for 3 months. I couldn't drive with teenagers.
And
not good.
As a result, then, you know, prices go up, right? Supply and demand?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely. And we know the steamship lines made out, but we've seen those, but the ocean rates, with that said, have dropped significantly, and they still are. So that has gone away because it's not hard to book a container in another country. It's hard to get it through our ports and railroads till we get all these empties out and the congestion we had from COVID.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. We always love when you join us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I wish you had better news.
I know. It is getting better. We're seeing it. It's going to take a little time, but I think, you know, next May or so, we could be back on track.
Thank you so much. Nick Klein, Vice President of Sales for OEC Group. That is the Orient Express Container Group in Chicago. A story came out, I don't know, maybe an hour before showtime about how often Chicagoans swear. Yesterday, I fessed up and said that I swear, and somebody sent a text in, and they said, geez, Lisa, there's a lot of words in the dictionary. You don't need to use bad words.
There are so many words in the dictionary, Lisa. I mean, and almost none of them are naughty.
Chicagoans do not swear as often as other people, especially those people from Ohio.
Really?
How often do you swear in any given day, Steve?
Not very much. I mean, usually when people in here screw up, which has been quite a bit today. But
Kevin, what about you?
Not a ton. But you know, sometimes it just it flows with what you're trying to get off your chest. You know?
Yeah, and I think often for me, it's when I'm in the car, and it's really about other drivers, so they don't hear me.
What's the worst thing you've ever said, Lisa?
Oh, you don't? Yeah, I can't. I have a few faves that, you know, I've stuck with over the years, but usually it's about the dogs. You know, the dogs are like taking off and they're running. I'm like, and huffing and puffing. But coming up, we will tell you how often the average Chicagoan swears in any given time period of 24 hours. And who's the worst? Who is the potty mouth when it comes to the rest of the nation? We are not at the top of the list. And I'm hoping that you've got details on Biden forgiving pot possession charges. Is that coming up in your news, Steve?
Yeah, that's the top of the news. That's a big one.
Okay, that's next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. Chicago.